In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Father.
We have today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Selena Aragon and Jeffrey Filch, for the repose of their souls. I also ask that you keep in prayer Matthew Marquez, which is the brother of Mark Marquez, Deacon Mark Marquez, whose one brother is doing really well, better, and pray for Matthew, because it's a harder thing for him to deal with the stress of his brothers than for the stress that they're actually going through. It's good to have them back. Deacon Marvin, I asked him right before we came in, hey, are you going to preach? And he jumped back real quick, because oftentimes when he's not here on a Tuesday, he'll surprise me that way and say, hey, Father, I've got this one. I go, oh, wow, I prepared something, but that's fine. Yours is probably better than mine. Usually is. And so today, what I want to dwell on is something here. Does anybody, something that each one of you should know, it's a question we ask the young people in confirmation, can you say do you know what the nine fruits of the Spirit are that are found in the New Testament?
No?
No? No? No? It's not good. It's not good. I hope you have them. The nine fruits of the Spirit. Why? Because Miss Stella just said them. I don't make the confirmation students, nor have I ever heard any confirmation student or any priest, for that matter, ever been told that they have to memorize the works of the flesh, also given that reading. But we do memorize the works of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you why just in a little bit. Fabian heard this earlier. You should know it. I want to make sure that each of us at least are able to get most of them going out of this Mass. Learn this one thing. I think Ashley could do it, by the way. There's a song that goes with it that I learned when I was in fourth grade. I'll sing it. You can hum it if you want. It's easy. It says, begins, love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit of God. You'll find them in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And if you're walking close to God, this fruit will grow in you. And you'll have love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit of God. You got that tune? It's a good tune. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Now, why is it that we memorize these? Should have had them memorized, by the way. I learned it fourth grade because I learned the song, and that's why I've never been able to forget that. It's stuck deep within me. Well, why do we focus on that? Think about times in your life where you've gone to the sacrament of confession. You've gone to confession a lot in your life? I hope so. I know, Mabel, you probably have. You're nodding your head. You go to confession a lot. When you go to confession, how do you prepare yourself for confession? I'm pretty sure that there's not a single one of us here, not any of us, who goes to confession and says, have I been living out love? Have I been living out joy? Have I been living out peace? Have I been living out patience? Have I been living out kindness? Have I been living out faithfulness? Have I been living out generosity? All these things. We don't do that, do we? What do? We say, well, have I been living out immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissension, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like? Maybe we don't use those exact ones, but that's what we focus on, don't we? Focus on those things. But that's not what our relationship with God's supposed to be. Our relationship with the Lord isn't about a bunch of no's that we say. It's about the really big yes that we say. And when we transfer our relationship with God, when we transfer the way we look at our faith, when we transfer the way we look at Mass and everything it is that we're doing to a real big yes, that changes everything in our life. That's what Jesus is coming at against here within the gospel. He's saying, woe to you Pharisees, you're paying attention to all these no's, but you're not doing the yes. You're paying attention to all these things you're not supposed to do, and you're making sure you don't do them. Or maybe some of those things that are kind of negative prescriptions that you got to do, these obligations, but you're not focused on the bigger yeses, the bigger things that is a relationship with God. That's why I want us to take a deeper look at the fruits of the Spirit. Does anybody know what the fruits of the Spirit are? Has anybody taken time to memorize the fruits of the Spirit? Do you know them? How do they begin? They begin with love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit of God. These are the fruits. And these are the things that are supposed to be evident in your life. And if you really want to know exactly how they're supposed to work out for you, I encourage you to go into Facebook. Listen to the last fellowship that we had for the young people. Because that's where I taught them that song, had them sing it themselves, so that they would memorize it. And I explained how each fruit of the Spirit bleeds in one to the next, and they build upon each other. Because that's the life that we're supposed to live in Christ. It's important not to do the things that are above the works of the flesh. But I promise you, if you focus on living out the fruits, the things that we're supposed to do, that those other things that you're not supposed to do will be so unattractive to you that one by one they'll fall away. Next time you go into the confessional, judge yourself on the fruits and try to live them out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.